You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of your daily entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood up next. Hollywood's iconic duo Matt Damon and Ben Affleck team up yet again in the crime thriller R.I.P. set to stream on Netflix. Produced by their company, Artist Equity, and directed by Joe Carnahan, known for Smoking Aces, the film strengthens their prolific partnership. Fresh off their collaboration in Air, directed by Affleck, the pair continues to showcase their dynamic chemistry. Though R.I.P.'s official release date is yet to be confirmed, it's surely a film we don't want to miss, going by their superhit collaborations in films such as Good Will Hunting and The Last Duel. Next up, Amy Adams' drama At the Sea, directed by Cornel Mundruksko, has added Rainn Wilson, best known as Dwight Schrute from The Office, Jenny Slate, Daniel Levi, Brett Goldstein and Chloe East to its cast. The film explores themes of loss and self-discovery and follows Adams as Laura, a woman embracing life after rehab. The comedic backgrounds of these new cast members hint at a complex tone for Mundruksko's latest project. The screenplay, written by Kata Weber, is already in production near Boston. With no release date yet, this intriguing blend of drama and comedy promises a fresh take on familiar themes. More Hollywood news. Kevin Bacon and Glenn Howerton are the latest additions to Netflix's dark comedy series Sirens, adapted from Molly Smith Metzler's play Elmeno P. The series, set at a beach estate, follows a woman's misguided attempt to meddle in her sister's relationship with their boss. With Millie Alcock, Julianne Moore and Megan Fahey already on board, the cast now boasts an impressive ensemble. Known for their roles in Footloose and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Bacon and Howerton's involvement has heightened anticipation for the show, which currently lacks an official release date. More news. Amazon Prime Video's Young Sherlock series, created by Guy Ritchie, has cast Zain Seng, known for her role in Netflix's Three-Body Problem, as Princess Gulun Shoan. This adaptation of Andy Lane's Young Sherlock Holmes books reimagines Sherlock as a 19-year-old entangled in a murder mystery at Oxford. Seng, playing a Chinese princess, Oxford scholar and martial artist, joins hero Fiennes Stephen as Sherlock, with Joseph Fiennes and Natasha Elhorn portraying his parents. While the series lacks a release date, the star-studded cast has heightened anticipation, and we can't wait for this mystery to unfold on OTT. More Hollywood news. Apple TV Plus's The Morning Show is set to intensify with the addition of Oscar winner Jeremy Irons, who will portray Martin Levy, the father of Jennifer Aniston's character Alex Levy. Season 4 promises to explore deepfakes, AI, and the deception surrounding news and personal trust. This follows a dramatic third season where Alex and Bradley Jackson, played by Reese Witherspoon, expose tech billionaire Paul Mark's dangerous schemes, including flaws in his rocket program and his intention to dismantle UBA. The returning cast features Reese Witherspoon, Billy Crudup, and Mark Duplass, although Juliana Margulies will not return. With the recent inclusion of Marion Cotillard, the show continues to enhance its star-studded lineup. Showrunner Charlotte Stout has teased that the new season will tackle misinformation in today's turbulent media landscape, promising a high-stakes drama like never before. Moving on, All Quiet on the Western Front stars Daniel Brühl and Felix Kammerer team up again for Break, a period drama about 1930s German tennis champion Gottfried von Kramm. Directed by Brühl and scripted by Oscar-nominated Hossein Amini, the film is based on Marshall John Fisher's book A Terrible Splendor and will be in both English and German. The story delves into von Kramm's career during the rise of Hitler's Third Reich, his dangerous romance, and the life-or-death stakes of his 1937 Davis Cup match against American Don Budge. Producers Malte Grunert and Edward Berger highlight the film's relevance amid today's rising nationalism. Next up, The Sandman Season 2 is set to expand its universe with 9 new characters, including Orpheus, played by Rory O'Connor, and Norse gods Thor, Loki, and Odin, played by Lawrence O'Furarian, Freddie Fox, and Clive Russell. These additions will explore the Season of Mist storyline, delving into their motivations. And Skelly and Douglas Booth join as Fairy siblings, with Jack Gleason as Puck, India Moore as Wanda, and Steve Coogan voicing Barnabas. Returning stars like Tom Sturridge and Gwendoline Christie promise to continue unraveling the series' dark fantasy mysteries. Season 1 is currently streaming on Netflix. Last piece of news from Hollywood to wrap up, Blade Runner 2099 gears up with a stellar cast announcement, adding 8 new members including Demetria Bold, Louis Gribben and Caitlin Rose Downey. Directed by Jeremy Podeswa and Jonathan Van Tulleken, the series also features Daniel Rigby in a significant role. Guest stars Johnny Harris, Amy Lennox, Sheila Tim and Matthew Needham joined the lineup. Production, delayed by strikes, recently commenced in Spain and Prague with Silke Luisa as showrunner. Stay tuned for more updates on this eagerly awaited continuation of the iconic sci-fi saga. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.